talk about the prickly topic of weight loss with men. Men are just as overweight as women in this country, but pay attention to the media out there, guys. You'll notice that the weight loss industry is incredibly biased and geared towards women. Today, I want to specifically focus on the male clients and discuss the issues surrounding diet culture as it relates to men, how to begin a successful weight loss journey with any male client, and your role in supporting a male weight loss client. So let's start with the reality. Men lose weight faster than women. As we're learning in these lessons dedicated to dudes, thanks to their larger muscle capacity, hormones, and larger size in general, they lose weight easier. They decide they want to shuck a few pounds, and it simply takes less time and effort to get the job done. In this way, they are absolutely luckier. Still, many men are turned off by the weight loss options out there. Research finds that guys aren't as open talking about dieting as women are. They think dieting is a feminine thing. They don't want to eat feminine foods, like salads, or give up their burgers. So much emphasis is put on bulking up, eating protein, and building muscles, but there isn't as much geared towards eating to lose weight, and they may not have as many Oprah-like role models to emulate. In a way, this is really good news for all of us. I mean, if you're doing all of this work to be Nutritious Life certified and now you're doing level two, I have a feeling you aren't just pushing a paper diet in front of your clients and saying, here, eat this meal plan with 2 scoops of cottage cheese and celery every single day, right? You're focusing on your clients. You're individualizing lifestyle plans for them. You're working with your specific clients. When it comes to weight loss in your male population, be extremely sensitive that men are as concerned about how they look as women are. They're as interested in their health, appearance-driven, in love with foods they eat, and as dug into their indulgences as any female client you've ever had. I'm not making this up. I've talked to my male clients about hair loss, sex drive, acne, aging, skin health, and millions of other things that may be seen as predominantly female. Do not fall into the trap of thinking your male clients are any less sensitive about their weight than any woman you've ever supported. With your male clients, just like your female clients, do a complete and thorough intake and ask the tough questions. Ask those follow-up questions that may need clarification so you can really understand your client. If you get him, you can make a killer plan that really shows he is understood. A lifestyle plan that respects food preferences, time management, social coming and goings, and cooking skills is paramount to his success. Offer as much support and accountability as he'll take, and be prepared to answer questions and justify why you made the suggestions that you made. Start with what's easiest and build from there. Is it easiest to just decrease portion sizes? Would it be effective to cut out alcohol or sugar for a quick motivator? Is there a place where you can plug in foods that he loves that will keep him enthusiastic? I once had a client cut up a whole cucumber every morning. He put them in his water, ate them with lunch and snacks. Just having the cucumber, which he loved, reminded him to eat healthfully all day. Sometimes it's just simple things like this that do the trick. Finally, pay attention to the questions your male clients ask you. Be in the know about role models and figureheads your client may follow so you can say, yeah, I heard about the Tom Brady or Michael Phelps diet. Let's take a second to review what we've just covered. Many men are turned off by the popular weight loss options advertised, yet they have as many sensitivities about their weight as any woman you've ever supported. Start with a thorough intake to assess the client's preferences and needs. Offer as much support and accountability as he'll take. And of course, start with what's easiest and build from there. And of course, also pay attention to the questions male clients ask and be in the know about role models your client may follow. I'll see you in the next lesson.